degrees in Nashville, but it feels like 98. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville's state-appointed authority board, airport authority, is discussing deals to buy more land for the facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports two purchases of property totaling 33 acres were on the agenda for a committee meeting this week. Documents indicate the airport might also buy another 10 acres adjacent to the current facility. Why buy more land? Because airport officials want to have nonstop flights to Asia. Our current runways aren't long enough for the large planes that are used for such long flights. The documents also indicate possible expansion at Nashville's General Aviation Facility. A potential deal is in the works to buy 25 acres adjacent to the John C. Tune Airport. That land currently belongs to Tennessee State University. They're cute and cuddly and all over social media. And because a lot goes into keeping these shaggy beasts cool in the summer, there's not many in Tennessee. But this year, for the first time in the history of the Wilson County Tennessee State Fair, the Scottish Highland Cow is getting their very own show and competition. Ample prep goes into any livestock show, but for the Highland, a glow-up includes tail adhesive, a blow dryer, and a considerable amount of hairspray. Sarah Fast of Faster Pastures says outer beauty doesn't always mean a blue ribbon. Inner quality can make a difference.
Genetics has a big part to do with it, but sometimes you just have a cow that comes out that has the it factor. And from the moment it's born, you love it a little more. And some cows just have the it factor.
The Wilson County Tennessee State Fair opened Thursday, August 13th, and runs through August 22nd. You can see the Scottish Highland Cow Show on Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.